unfortunately, in the season, boy, you knew that B5 was going to be just tougher than nails going down there with the teams involved. You give it a shot. I know, listen to Sam on the broadcast the other day. Well, you find yourself in a hole that first inning. It's tough to get out, wasn't it?
Yeah, definitely. That's one, you know, gave up a few, well, 8 runs during that first inning just against a team like Lincoln Pius. That's hard to battle back, but you got to give it to the girls for continuing to fight throughout that game. You know, after the first inning, giving up 8 runs, we continue to battle and only gave up 1, you know, the next 4 innings. So, and they continue to fight. And that was a game, too. We were hitting the ball well. It just happened to be right to someone, and Lincoln Pius made a lot of great plays on defense, too. That took away some hits, and, you know, had it been a few feet to either side, it could have been a double or something like that. So, and, yeah, just proud of the girls and, you know, how they continue to fight throughout the day.
Are you surprised, as the tournament went along, that Pius goes on to beat D.C. West, and they'll play, once again, Ralston in the best of 3 today?
I mean, D.C. West is also another team that's, you know, always been up there in Class C or even B, competing and making it to state and doing, you know, making it far in the postseason. And but then you look at Pius and you really break down their schedule and teams that they played. It's no surprise, you know, that they've been put in this position to be able to win that game because they've played a lot of those teams in Class A and the teams top in Class B. And it was very similar, you know, to a season ago. I think they made it to state with a losing record and then finished the year 500. And, you know, just, yeah, it didn't really surprise me a ton. But that final today will be a good game between Ralston and Pius.
Yeah, who are you picking? Who do you think?
I haven't seen Ralston yet, but they're pretty good. I'd probably say Ralston, but it's one that could go either way for sure.
It's on their home field, so they have a little home field advantage too, so it should be interesting to follow throughout the day.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, that was also kind of nice going down there and playing on. They have a nice facility there right behind their school too, and it's an all-turf field. So, you know, hopefully that's something we're playing on in the next few years too when our complex gets finished.
I know this year, a young team, boy, just the 2 seniors and a lot of underclassmen. But as you, I think you and Sam touched on the other day in his post game, but you say thanks to those seniors. That was 2 great girls that you really loved coaching this year.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, they did a great job of leading this team all season. And they, you know, ever since they were sophomores, they showed up to every practice, every game with a great attitude. And you knew what you were going to get out of them each day. And they put in a ton of work. And they showed up each day wanting to get better and then also helping those younger ones. They were, you know, great leaders out on that field in practices and games and just showing the younger ones the way it should be done. And they've definitely, you know, laid a great foundation going forward. And just can't say enough good things about Peyton and Gracie and what they meant to this program.
Yeah, Gracie was in the circle for you a lot during the season, wasn't she?
Yeah, and, you know, she – there some games too where, you know, things weren't going our way, but she always stayed positive too and did a great job of just being that leader in the circle, and that's where you need to be. And then Peyton behind the plate as well is another position. You have to have someone with a strong voice and someone that can be a leader, and she stepped right into that role this season.
Well, you're gonna have a lot of young ladies back with a lot of varsity experience this year. You know what they want to get better. They want to make next season even better for you.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, that's something going into next season that we're going to have a lot of, is just girls that either started or have a ton of varsity experience going in. Those, you know, juniors that will be then seniors, they're a great group and have no doubt that they're going to be great leaders when they step into that role. And then bigger sophomore and a really big freshman class, and a lot, you know, there later on in the season we had to have even more girls step up, you know, injuries, things like that happened, and we had some freshmen that stepped in and, you know, got some playing time as well. So looking forward to next year as far as, you know, a lot of girls coming in with a lot of experience, and they're a great group that, like you said, want to just continue to get better, and they're willing to put that time in.
Yep, and the summer months are it. Even maybe spring months if they don't do a spring sport in high schools. Or even if they do, just get yourself at the cage. We got an indoor cage and play on those summer travel teams and just go out there and get better.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, that's so nice to have that facility where we can go inside and, you know, do some hitting in the off season. You know, this winter, if if they're not in a winter sport or something, get them into the cage and just continue to work on some of those skills. And then, like you said, all of them play, you know, on a summer team. So they're continuing to put that work in throughout the summer to prepare them for the fall season.
Now, what happened last week? You had a what John watched the group of 14. Was Kelsey coaching that bunch?
No, that was coaching. So that was Karen Bortner and Rebecca Eiler. Yeah, it was a team I've kind of helped out too with the last few years, and they were down in York playing. So we were able to go down and watch a little bit of that, and it was good to see them go out and play. And some of those, you know, seventh, eighth grade, some might. Hopefully, you know, be playing coming out next year too. But yeah, that was fun to go down and just see them compete in a fall tournament.
Seems like those teams can go late or into the fall season in a little bit until it gets really cold and the snow starts to fly, and they come back in the spring and start playing again, can't they?
Yeah, you definitely get all the elements of the weather. You know, some games I know we went down to Hayes last year in April and we were playing in snow, and we went down a couple weeks later and it was 100 degrees, so you definitely get all the elements. And I don't know if the girls were as excited playing in the snow as I was, but I tried telling them you don't get that opportunity very often. So it was fun. And, you know, those, I remember when Kelsey and Amanda, my two assistants, were playing districts up in Chatterton, and we had to scoop the snow off the field for that district final. I've been pretty fortunate my 3 years here of not having to really deal with that kind of weather in the fall. So, but you get to this time of the season, and you never know what you're going to get.
You better knock on some wood, Easton, because you just opened yourself up to something next fall now.
I did. So prepare.
If it snows in September, it's Easton's fault.
I'll take the blame on that one.
You get a couple of weeks to rest up, and they're going to help Coach Schall out of the Bison girls basketball court, aren't you?
Yeah, you know, it'll be nice here. Have a few weeks off and just, you know, kind of recuperate, get stuff, you know, really focus on some things in the classroom. And then, yeah, it's always exciting to get things going as far as basketball season. And, you know, looking forward to that, too. We'll have a lot of girls coming back from a season ago, and it'll be exciting.
All right. Thanks for everything. I know Sam did a great job with our broadcast of Lady Bison softball, and appreciate everything and pre-games and the post-games. And we'll get after it next fall again.
Absolutely, yeah. That's what I told Sam, was just thank you. He makes a lot of trips out there and always enjoy going back even and listening to him on the call, and appreciate all that he does and that you guys do covering our team. So thank you.